we really are fortunate to have the people in place that we do, and that's very intentional. You know, those who lead the departments around the food bank are very intentional about who they recruit and seek to cultivate. And it really does take a certain kind of passion. And Curtis and others were fortunate that they have that kind of passion and that they're willing to put themselves out there and be so sacrificial and make such a difference in the community. And many people have served there for years and years. We've got some people who have gone on two decades of service at the food bank, and we celebrate that they have that kind of commitment. And the community is blessed to have those kind of people in its midst. And I'm grateful and fortunate to be able to organize such a vital crew.
First things first, I guess you have to register and sign up for this.
You do. It really helps us plan and be prepared in a way that is most efficient for families, so that as they pull up, we really are ready for them. So there's a pre-registration process. Again, fredfood.org would be the way to go and start that process. Okay. You go to our website and it's intuitive. You're just clicking on buttons that get you through the process. And then this year in Caroline and King George County, there's also available, due to funding that we have for those two particular counties, for a ship-to-home option for families who might find that to be essential to them. And they can pre-register for that also at fredfood.org. And we're very happy to be able to have that ship-to-home opportunity. And unfortunately, we can't do it all across the community because of funding restrictions. But where we can do it, we like to do that because we know transportation can be a barrier for families as well. So we're grateful to have that opportunity.
And those are the two more rural localities.
It is. So it makes a lot of sense to be able to do it in those communities because there's probably greater barriers than any other counties in those two jurisdictions. But, you know, certainly we recognize that the families we're serving have their own challenges and struggles, and we just do what we can to try to mitigate those difficulties. And that's why we have 12 sites established across the community, because we're trying to get into as many eligible communities as possible.
Curtis, these involve you're signing up and you're getting meal kits, correct?
Yeah. Would you when they come to a site to pick up a meal, it's going to be a box. It's going to have 7 breakfasts, 7 lunches in the box. If you can't sign up early, that's fine. We can sign you up on site. I've had emails from people like, hey, I couldn't get registered. We've had some people who registered that are not in King George and Caroline County and registered for the ship to home. Had them let them know that that's only for King George and Caroline County. They had to come to a site and let them know you can register on site. So if you haven't had a chance to register, if you're listening to this, you haven't had a chance to register, don't not come. Come to the site. We'll register you on site. I tell people to spread the word. People who show up for boxes, I ask them, hey, you know, do you have nieces and nephews? Do your sisters and brothers know? Do your cousins know? Spread the word. You know, don't just keep it for yourself. Tell your friends, tell your family that, you know, we're out here trying to help.
Well, and this is such a, this period of time. When you talk to school administrators, you over the years, Dan, have always expressed such a concern about the summer.
Yeah, unfortunately, it's one of the more underutilized federal programs. I don't know the statistics currently, but generally speaking, I think it's about 15-20% of eligible families use this, and that is a shame to have the resources that the community is trying to provide not be used, usually out of lack of awareness, more so than thinking they don't need these services.
We're talking here, these meals are for every child, it's not just per family. This is child.
Yeah, I think that's a great point. Yeah, that at these sites, you pre-register for a box for any child who's 18 and under in your household. So you're coming out to the site once a week, but you could get 3-4 boxes. However many kids you register for, as long as they're in your household, 18 and under, you're picking up a box per child. So, you know, definitely can be worth it if you have multiple children. You're getting multiple boxes at the same time. It's not just one box per family. It's one box per child that you register for.
It's such an important thing to remember. And again, pass this information on. Go to fredfood.org. Print some of the stuff out if you have to and pass it on to people.
Yeah, like Curtis said, I mean, often people know in their neighborhood, based on that neighborhood perhaps being a high-need neighborhood, that there are families who could benefit from this. And sometimes even carpooling together. You know, as long as the household registers for itself, we'll be able to identify that these people are registered for the program. So it's not even about do they have their own vehicle to get there. You could take turns, you could carpool, what have you. You probably are living near people who have need for these services, and we just ask your help in getting the word out and direct them to fredfood.org for the pre-registration component. If they live in King George or Caroline County, the funding we have for a ship-to-home delivery program can be used in those counties, but only in those counties. So ship to home is an option for people in King George and Caroline County. Takes even the transportation barrier out of the mix for some.
And again, it points out the need for volunteers in so many areas. There's a lot of meals that have to be put together, but like you said, even the transporting of things or helping out at a site.
Yeah. We drive the meals out to the site, and we connect with volunteers who report to the site, and then they really help us offload and give the meals out to the families. And often we hear these volunteers say for the course of the summer, it helps them bond with these families.
Yeah.
You know, they get empathy, they get compassion, they enjoy the interaction. The families enjoy the consistent volunteers they see during the course of the summer. So there's a real community bonding aspect that takes place too. And then community bonding at these box packs, you know, we put these boxes together usually on the order of about 2,000 boxes every week, usually in shifts that are 2 hours long. Try to get about 700 plus boxes packed every 2 hour shift. And that sounds like a lot, but when you get the rhythm of the assembly line going, it happens. And that assembly line requires usually about 25 to 30 people. It's a great team bonding experience for workplaces. Even when you have disparate number of people who don't know one another, it's amazing how quickly they kind of find the rhythm once that assembly line gets rolling, and they start to have some chemistry. There's usually some music in the background to kind of energize you. Curtis was kidding earlier. They've learned not to put mellow music on because it slows people down. It's just, you know, the human dynamic of the way people react to an environment, and the assembly line just starts to chug along, and we get those 700-plus boxes done every 2 hours. So we need volunteers for box packs Tuesdays from noon to 2, Wednesday from 5 to 7 p.m., and Thursdays from 10 to noon. Those are the standing box pack times. And again, fredfood.org, you can go and sign up to help with box packing, which gets these meals prepared. And if you're putting together 2,000 boxes a week, that's 28,000 meals a week. So just the impact and the number of meals we're packing in a short span is very impressive and very important, and allows us to fulfill our obligations at these 12 sites across the community. So fredfood.org to volunteer to be a box packer as well.
Fredfood.org. And again, this is the kind of situation where you can't get this done with just staff. You need volunteer hands. It just takes hands.
Absolutely. Yeah, the box packs basically require 25 to 30 people every time we do them. And they're two-hour shifts. We try to minimize the labor component of the staff because everybody has jobs that they've got to fulfill that are focused elsewhere, generally speaking. Our summer nutrition program really only employs about 4 or 5 people, and some of those are interns we bring in or seasonal employees just in for the summer. So Curtis is the one full-time staff member who dedicates his time to summer nutrition. So every other staff member already has other jobs that they are supposed to be able to focus on. So it's really heavily volunteer-driven, and we really need the volunteers for these box packs. So Tuesday from noon to 2, Wednesdays from 5 to 7 in the evening, and Thursdays from 10 to noon. Those are our box pack shifts, and you can sign up for them at fredfood.org.